Isn't the Lord good tonight? If you have your Bibles, would you turn into Brother Luke's Gospel, chapter 10? Luke chapter 10, and let's look now at verse 38. Luke 10 and 38. Precious. When you find it, say amen. All right. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I believe sometimes we get so busy in life, busy making a living, busy going and coming, so many irons in the fire that we forget the main thing in our life, and that's the Lord. We have to spend time, quality time with the Lord. We must. Martha was cumbered about with much serving, busy, busy, busy. But Mary walked right into the living room and sat down at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Jesus said to Martha, said, Mary hath chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her. We need the Lord desperately in this hour that we're living in. Though there are many who profess Christ, there are only a select few, a remnant who are found at his feet. Amen. You've got a whole world with many, many, many churches, many professing people that say they know Jesus, many who say, I'm a Christian, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. But out of them all, you've only got a few who really, really want to know him and serve him and love him and draw nigh to him. Did not the Bible say that if you'll draw nigh to God, that he would draw nigh unto us? There's a few that who really desires to be near and close to Jesus. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. In every church, you've got a select few. You can depend upon them. They'll be there, rain or shine. They'll be right there. They're dedicated. They're consecrated. They love the Lord. They're thankful of what God has done for them. They've got gratitude in their heart. They're glad that the Lord saved them from a hot burning hell. And their obligation now is number one priority is to serve and please the Lord and be found in his divine presence to make him pleased with their life. God looks down at every church and he sees these few. Out of all the disciples and all the followers, Jesus came down from the mountain and called 12 chosen ones unto him. 12 apostles, 12 disciples. But out of 12 disciples, there was an inner circle of 3. Peter, James, and John, you'll find that they wanted to be with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They wanted to be with Jesus when he went up into the mountain to pray, and he told them to watch there and pray with him. They right into the Garden of Gethsemane they went. They wanted to be near unto Jesus. I'm telling you, it's easy to follow the Lord when everything is all right and hunky-dory. But when the way gets rough, and when the devil starts a-howling, and things start going wrong, where are those select few that says, Lord, I'll still launch out. I'll still serve you, Lord. I ain't forgot what you've done for me, Lord. I'm going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Jesus. I'll be found at your feet, Lord. I'll take the blessing, Lord. I want your touch, Lord. I want your joy, Lord. I want the strength to make it. I'll draw nigh to you when everybody walks away. Hallelujah. I'll be right there by your side. Listen to me for a little while. Oh, God, I tell my church this. We're getting ready to go somewhere. Listen. In order to make it in these last days of evil, in order to stand in this wicked age of backsliding, a pleasure-mad, lust-filled society, you're going to have to stay at Jesus' feet. I feel the Lord right here. If you want to make heaven your home, and if you want to be victorious, and you want to be an overcomer, you're going to have to stay with God. You're going to have to cling to that old rugged cross. You're going to have to take a hold, hallelujah, and hold fast unto the Lord, and a hold into this righteous holy this way. You're going to have to kneel at His feet and say, teach me, Lord. I'll be teachable. I want to learn your ways, God. I'll draw close to you. Speak to me, Jesus. While others are living it up in this entertainment age. Now, folks, I'm telling you, the devil ain't changed. Come on. We got the same evil spirits, the same devils and demons that we had when Jesus walked the earth and even way before then. But I tell you one thing that has changed is the electronics age. I'm telling you, you've got all kind of gadgets nowadays. You've got the entertainment society. You've got all kind of things a pulling at people's minds and filling their ears and filling their eyes. I'm telling you, we're living in an age that is geared toward lust and corruption. My Lord, I'm telling you, the devil rides on sound waves, and he can come right into your ears and come right down into your heart. A devil rides upon images. Amen. You can have a picture hanging up on your wall. You could be a checking out at Walmart and look at the newsstand. And I'm telling you, that devil will work through images. Amen. I tell you, what we need is to look up and say, Lord, let me ever look where my help comes from and keep my eyes upon God. Hallelujah. Let me be holy, Lord. David said, I'll set no wicked thing before me, O Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep my eyes upon the holy and the pure. Amen. What's righteous? Well, you're going to have to pull away. If you want to go to heaven, you are going to have to make up your mind that you're going to pull away from this world. You're going to have to turn your back on it and pull away and draw back from it. Let the others go on. Let your family go on. Pray for them and love them. But you turn and sit at Jesus' feet. If you really love Jesus, you're going to be a different breed, a different stock. You're going to be holy and separate from the world. Remember, you're called out. You are chosen. You're sanctified. You're a peculiar people for the Lord. I'm not for sale, devil, at any price. Amen. I'm not for sale. I know who bought me and who saved me. And I've made up my mind to stay with the Lord and serve Him. Let others do their own thing. I'll stay at the feet of Jesus. That's the safest place that you'll ever be. It's the most secure place where you'll be steadfast and unmovable. And you'll be right there at the Savior's feet and staying close to the Lord. And you'll be an overcomer. Help me, God. Don't be wishy-washy. There isn't really any sense in starting and quitting. in one revival, I'm out before the next. There's no excuse for backsliders. There is none. You're sitting here tonight and God's telling you that you can make it if you want to make it. Hallelujah. You can serve the Lord if you want to serve Him. You can hold dear to Him and be faithful to Him if you've got a desire. All we need is the fear of God and the conviction of God, amen, to draw us near to the cross. Come on. I tell you, when I flub up and when you flub up, let's not quit. Though I fall 6 times, even in the 7th, the Lord will be there to lift me right back up. Hallelujah. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. I'm going to run back to Jesus and say, Lord, give me another blood bath. Let the blood wash over my soul again. Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I'm glad we got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He's a propitiation for our sins. And not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. There's no excuse to stay down and let the devil walk all over top of you. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. That devil's got a voice and he's a liar. He said, now you're thinking these things. You just as well to do them. Shut up, devil. You're a liar. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Get it out of your mind and run to the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, help me and get them old thoughts out of my mind. I tell you, he's playing for keeps tonight. He's doing it. He wants to take your soul and destroy it. He wants to drag you away from Jesus. He wants to take and remove you out of the church. He wants to pull you back into the world. Amen. I'm telling you, you may be weak. You may have flaws. You might fail God at times. But get right back up. And don't be ashamed. And run back to the altar. And say, Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord. I've got a heart for you. I really want to make heaven my home. I don't want to die and go to hell. I'm telling you, the Lord, He'll have mercy upon your soul. He'll take you back. I said, He'll take you back. He'll take you back. If you sin, hallelujah, all He's awaiting on you is to return unto Him. He said, return unto me, saith the Lord, and I'll return unto you. I'm married to the backsliding. I'm married to you. You might feel like you've drifted 1,000,000 miles in your mind and 1,000,000 miles in your heart. But Jesus said, I'm married. I'm married. I'm the bridegroom. Hallelujah. You're part of my bride. Don't let the devil stain you. Don't let him corrupt you. Run back to me. Run back to me. Adamahaya. Run back to me. And I'll heal your backslidings. I'll heal your backslidings. I'll heal the very part in your heart that caused you to backslide. The very weakness in your heart, I'll heal it. Hey, God, that very thing that pulled you out and pulled you down, I'll heal it. I'll fix it. I'll take care of it. I'll take it out of there. I'll put my spirit in. I'll give you strength to overcome. I'll heal it. Jesus is saying, somebody tonight, I'll heal your backsliding heart. I'll heal you. You run to me, saith the Lord, and I'll meet you before you get to the altar, and I'll heal that part of your heart. Oh, God. Oh, God. It ain't the multitude of things that get you and destroy you and drag you down. Backsliders tonight, out of running the streets, in a home somewhere, hallelujah, in a movie house somewhere. There was one thing One thing that stole their victory. One thing that tempted them. One weakness that got a hold of their mind and drew it off in God. But the Lord just said, I'll heal it. I'll heal it tonight. God, I'll heal you. I'll heal you and make you whole. I'll wash you in the blood and make you white as snow. No excuse whatsoever for you to die a backslider. No excuse for you to dry up. No excuse whatsoever for you to leave the cross and to leave the Savior and turn your back on Him and walk away. When God's just saying, I'm just waiting upon you. When you pour your whole heart out to me, I'll receive you unto myself. Jesus. 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 I heard a story one time. This man had a daughter and raised her out in the country. Had a big farm and they had sheep. And as every day that little girl would follow him out to the pasture field, into the barn, would feed those sheep and lead them out through the pastures. He had a certain whistle about him. Lord, I'm getting plumb off my message. Oh, God. He had a certain whistle about him. He could whistle and every one of them sheep just throw up their heads and their ears. They could see him way off. God. And them sheep, here they would come. Oh, Jesus, I feel the Lord right here. Ooh, God. My sheep know my voice, saith the Lord. And a stranger they will not follow. Somebody's here under the sound of my voice tonight. That stranger's voice ain't satisfying you. You linked up with the wrong shepherd. Yeah, you crossed the fence and you thought the grass was greener on the other side. But you're destitute and you're lonely and you're hurting on the inside. You're dry. You're dried up. The pastures that you're feeding in, they're brown. There's nothing green where you're walking. There ain't no living water. There ain't no peace to your soul. Hallelujah. No still waters. No green pastures. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. God. Oh, God. I'm telling you, the Lord's a calling. He's a standing up on the top of the mountain and looking down in the valleys. I said, come to me, lost sheep. Come on, lost lamb. Come on. Come on. Come on by my side again. Walk with me again. Come on. You can do it. I said, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. You've been in the burrs and the briars and the thorns long enough. Won't you come on home? Won't you come on home? You ain't happy and you know it. You're empty and you're dying inside and you know you are. You're miserable. Won't you come on back to the household of faith? Won't you come on back to those that love you and wants to pray around you? Hallelujah, and lend you their strength. That little girl. Oh, God. She grew up to be a young lady. And she decided she'd leave home. Ain't that like a lot of the youth? And the young generation, Brother Jason. It's time for me to move on. There's other things for me to do. Oh, God. Oh, God. She told her daddy, she said, I'm packing all my clothes and I'm leaving. That broke that daddy's heart. He was a shepherd. He could look right there in them eyes, them pretty blue eyes. of that young lady, that young teenager. And it was thinking about the sheep that he'd had to go get the stragglers at time and bring them back into the pasture that had went astray. He looked at that daughter and said, "Please, honey, don't leave me. Don't leave home. Oh, please." She said, "Yeah." She said, "I made up my mind. I'm going to leave." And she got all her bags packed. She went down to the bus station and caught a bus and went into a far distant city somewhere, into the city lights. And there she found a place to live. Oh, God. She'd send a letter home once a month. Said, "I'm doing all right, Daddy." But Daddy knew different. I'm not telling you, the shepherd knows better. You say you're all right, God knows you ain't. You say you're doing just fine. No, you ain't. The shepherd knows where you're at. He knows that you used to walk close to him at one time. And every time your soul draws back, it breaks the heart of God. And the letters begin to fall, to fail. 2 months would go and 3 months would go before he'd get a letter. Only thing that he knew was a certain city. He knew the name of the city. 6 months went by, I didn't hear from her. A year went by, and that shepherd says, "Oh, my only daughter. My only daughter." And it could be a son here tonight. It could be a young man here tonight. It could be a young lady here tonight. You might be old. You might be middle-aged. But the Lord knows where you're at. He knows if you're at His feet or not. He knows if you love Him or not. A year went by, and that daddy went down and caught a bus. Went down into a city, that city. The only thing that he knew to do, that lady was in a bar, living the high life, and the lights, and the old rock and roll music are going. Hallelujah. Sitting on a bar stool. And that daddy didn't know, but he began to walk down the street. He had a certain whistle about him that he used back on the farm. Hey, God. Hallelujah. He didn't say a word. All that he did was get out a big old whistle. Oh, he'd whistle again. And he walked down one street and down another one and got down one of the avenues. He went around block after block. And all of a sudden that lady, that young lady sitting on that bar stool over top of the jukebox, she heard a whistle over top of the music. Hallelujah. Her friend saw her turn around. She got up from the bar stool and her friend said, "What's better with you?" She said, "I hear a whistle." Oh, God, oh, Lord, I hear the whistle that I used to hear when I was a little child back home on the farm when my dad would feed the sheep. I hear it. Listen, listen, listen. That daddy was whistling, and all of a sudden it went from loud beginning to phase out. And that young lady made up her mind, "If I let my dad, my shepherd, pass, I may never get to him." She went busting through the bar door. And way down that street was her daddy. Hallelujah. No bibbed overhauls. He wouldn't have been ashamed to walk the city streets and whistle for his daughter. And she went a running as hard as she could run and threw her arms around him and said, "Oh, daddy, oh, daddy, oh, daddy." Make up your mind tonight. You're going to serve the Lord or not? You can do it. I know something that can wash you whiter than my handkerchief. Hey. Ho. Oh, come unto me, saith the Lord, and I'll make you whiter than snow. Oh, God, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. I'll cleanse you, and I'll heal you. I'll heal that backslided heart of yours. Jesus is in here. Jesus is in here. This is a letter. This is a true letter from a young person. I won't say who they are. This young person was between the age of 16 and 20. They backslid on the Lord. They had a deep experience with God. The Holy Ghost would come upon this young person and their face would literally glow like an angel. I saw it. Dear staff, you sent me August and September's paper, and I thought I'd let you know that I enjoyed it. It helps me remember the well of springing water in my soul that used to make me sing. I long for that peace and that joy, but it seems a million miles away. I want it, but it seems I don't have the ability to keep it. I think of God all day and silently pray. I just wanted you all to know I like your newsletter and there's not enough pages. It seems like I can't get enough or hear enough. I love you guys so much. I didn't realize how special everyone was until I just up and walked away. Please tell the youth to hang on tight to what they have and not let it go. They'll be so lonely without God. It's like an empty spot that goes way down deep and never gets filled. It's pure torment. If they think the world is empty spot, the world's empty spot in their life is hard to cope with, then they don't realize what a valuable possession they possess. People can't always solve your problems, but God can solve every one of them. And when you don't have Him, you're on your own. You walk alone, you eat alone, and you work alone. There is always an empty, hopeless-like vacancy there. A nothing. Give the devil an inch, just one little maybe. He's right there by your side to take you as deep as you'll let Him take you. He's such a smooth talker, and you'll find yourself somewhere you never dreamed you'd let yourself be. First, I ran from God seeking out the pleasures of this world because I dwelt on it and I gave in to my curiosity. My wife told me when I got married to her, she said, I don't have a testimony like you have. I said, thank God you don't, honey. She said, I've never been to a ball game in my life. Never been to a picture show or a movie. She said, really, to tell you the truth, I don't know exactly when I got saved, but she said it was around 10 years of age when I gave my heart to Jesus. Curiosity. You've got people that have tasted the depths of sin. Listen to me now. But God has salvaged from a garbage heap and brought them out of horrible defilement and filth and washed them in the blood. And for some reason, they get away from Jesus' feet and they begin to get weak in their heart and soul. And the voices of the world get loud to them. And the Bible said that they turn back to the weak and the beggarly elements of the world. Like a dog turning back to its vomit. And like a sow turning back to her wallowing in the mire and the mud that once she was washed clean. That scripture said it'd been better for that one to not even have known the way of righteousness that after having known that holiness of God and that clean living with the Lord, that turn from the holy commandments and go right back out there into that hog slop again. I'm here to tell you, you better stay with Jesus. You better stay at His feet. If you're weak tonight, you better ask God to give you strength, and you better pray with everything you've got. But you got people sitting right under the sound of my voice. Curiosity. You see others doing it. Family does it. The church down the road does it. What's so bad about it? Curiosity. I want to tell you something. Curiosity will kill you. It killed this young person. Did you hear that? A constant loneliness. I work alone. I eat alone. I sleep alone. Now I want to run from sin, but everywhere I turn, it's staring me in the face. Listen. Listen. Vocabulary beer. Verbal intoxication. It's a plague. A disease that keeps spreading and almost uncontrollably. It's like a drug, too. It's available anywhere you go, easy to get into and hard to get out of. You get hooked on it. I want to go back in my life and start over again sometimes. But I can't. I have to go forward and deal with life's problems and pursue the happiness that I once had. There is a certain place you can get. Are you hearing me? That you can keep running from God. And you'll get so deep that you'll never see a way out of it. You can run for years and years and years, and this dear sister said that you can be like Pharaoh, you can harden your heart. Every time you turn the Spirit of God down, every time you say no to the Lord, your heart gets a little bit harder. It used to be the tears would well up in your eyes easy. You were soft. But now you're hard. You can just get right up at the end of the service and march right out the door, get in your car, and right on down the street you go. What's going to happen to you? Will you go so far you get beyond the call of God? Is there a line drawn, unseen by man, that God sees that a man will never turn and he'll play the part of a fool and just keep turning God away? God said, let Ephraim alone. He's given to his idols. It's in there. Let Ephraim alone. He's given over to his idols. Children, God's in this building tonight. He's in this building tonight. Jesus is stretching forth that nail-scarred hand. The shepherds are calling. I'm getting ready to give an altar call. I want to go back in my life and start over again, but I can't. I have to go forward and deal with life's problems and pursue the happiness I once had. Surely, I can get it again and keep it to enjoy life as I once did. Surely. Surely. Nevertheless, keep printing the paper. I need it, and I'm sure lots of others do too. Without the Word, great big capital letters, quotation marks, there would be no life. I read it and hold on to what I know to keep me going right now, because I know that God's love is pure. And I do still love Him. I never stopped. But I quit showing it. Dead ends keep popping up. But I keep remembering and keep hoping that someday I will be happy again in the Lord. I'm praying and reading and hoping to be a fully strong Christian again. It's hard to start out because crucifying the flesh is against human nature. But if other people were able to do it, then I can too. I love you, everyone. Everyone has helped me in some way. Please take care and don't quit praying. I need you. Stand in the name of Jesus. Everybody in the house, would you reverence God? Everybody in this house, would you reverence God? Please reverence God. Would you stand? The shepherd is a callin'. Are you weak? Are you faltering? Are you slipping? David said, my feet had well nigh slipped. I was almost gone. Almost gone. David cried out and said, oh God, don't let the pit close your mouth upon me. Oh God. Oh God. I'm going down, God. One preacher said a dying man was a muttering something. He used to run a stagecoach. He ran the bars on his route on a stagecoach, and he'd stop in at the bars and the honky-tonks along the way, the music a-blaring, guzzling the alcohol. He turned God down, revival after revival. Turned the spirit of conviction away. But it came time the old man began to die. And somebody said that he was a mumbling something. And they didn't know what he was a saying. And somebody called for a preacher. And a preacher went into the hospital room and got real close to him. And the old man was a saying something. And that preacher had to put his ear all the way down. But that old man had died. And that old man was a saying, I'm going down the steepest hill that I've ever been down. My foot's too short. I can't reach the brake. I'm going down the steepest hill that I've ever been down. My foot is too short. I can't reach the brake. I'm going down the steepest place I've ever went down. And I can't reach the brake. I want to tell you, every path away from God goes down, 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 down. In the name of Jesus, I want to ask you right now, every young people and every young person under the sound of my voice, come and run to this altar and kneel at the feet of Jesus. Every one of you that has recently got back to the Lord, come and say, Jesus, make me strong in you, Lord. I don't want to never turn my back on you ever again, God. I don't want to run back to the world. Come on, come on. Let's fill up this altar tonight and say, God, I'm glad you salvaged me. I'm glad you brought me out of a horrible pit. I'm glad you washed me in the blood. Come on, young people, let's pray. Come on, there may be somebody in this church tonight. You've drifted from the shepherd. And Jesus wants to heal you. I said, Jesus wants to heal that place in your heart. That one little place. That one little place. What is it? Machoism. What is it? Pride. What is it? Worldliness. What is it? What is it that Jesus is saying, surrender tonight? Let loose of it tonight, my child. Turn your back on it. Drop it. Hallelujah. Let loose of it. Drop it right now in Jesus' name and run to this altar and say, Jesus, heal my soul. Heal my soul. I'm running back, God. Like that young lady, her daddy ran down the streets and wasn't ashamed of the shepherd's garments. Came into the city lights. I'm telling you, Jesus will leave the 99 safe in the fold. He'll go out into the mountains and the valleys. He'll call your name. Come on, come on, come on. Jesus, I plead thy blood over every soul in this building tonight. Yes, I do. Holy, 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 holy. God, the devil is a liar. My Lord Jesus, the devil is a liar. I can live it, God. If I want to live it, I can live it, God. You'll forgive me if I ask you. You'll cleanse me, Lord, if I want you to. Somebody else want to pray? Thank God for these young people. I told my wife, I said, Brother Lloyd, oh, I know he realizes that youth, the blessed young people that he has in his church. I want to tell you something, young people. You are beautiful to Jesus. You are a chosen vessel unto him. And the Lord wants to use you and pour his glory into your heart. Use me, Jesus. Use me, Jesus. That devil can steal your smile. He can steal your song. He can steal your victory. He can drag you right out of this pulpit. That's how much power the devil has. This young person said, if you give the devil an inch, he'll take over. Apostle Paul said, neither give him place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Don't you give him an inch in your life. Don't you give him one speck in your heart. Come on. Pray. Water this altar with your tears. Make me strong, Jesus. Somebody else tonight. Somebody else tonight. God's a reaching for you. God's a reaching. God's a reaching. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, having on you the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You can do it. You can do it. Will you stay at the feet of Jesus? You can put the whole armor on. You can stand up more than a conqueror in the Lord tonight. Help me put it on, God. Help me put it on, God. Help me put it on. Come on, come on, come on. In Jesus' name, come on. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Holy Lord. Holy. Come on, son. Come on, son. This is your night. Jesus said, this is your night. You're not here by chance. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, bless you. Oh, God. Oh, the Spirit. And the bride say, come. And he that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. Jesus says tonight, I'll freely give. I'll receive you freely. I'll pardon you freely. I'll abundantly pardon you. I'll take you back freely. I'll love you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on, children, pray. Your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Pray here for your families. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your mommies and your daddies.